going down. Welcome, 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 everybody, to Season 2, Episode 5 of the 3-Point Stance with Sean Smith and my co-host Drew Garrison. Headed into Week 4 after a big Week 3. My Chiefs lose to a trap game to the Colts.
Oof.
Oh man, it's just a rough week three, you know what I mean? So, but hey, I mean, it was a lot of great games this past week, and there's only two teams that's undefeated right now.
One of them's coming to Cincinnati tomorrow night.
Oh yeah. Who's that again? What team is that?
Against Miami.
Yeah, so is Eli Apple gonna have a good game or not? Just wanna know right now.
You heard Tyreek talking shit, right?
I heard it. That's why I asked. We started off right with the hot topics right now. Thursday night game. We're jumping right into it, ladies and gentlemen, with Drew on his Bengals. Also, you know, right. Willie Anderson is getting inducted into the Ring Hall of Fame. So is Isaac Curtis. So I mean, that should be a good game.
I talked to Willie the other night, man. I talked to Willie the other night on Twitter. Great dude, man. I'm so happy for him. I'm actually going to be there. I'm going to be in a suite. I'm feeling like Sean. I'm going to be in a suite tomorrow night. Shout out to Betfred Sports, the official sports book of the Bengals, hit me up and said, hey, do you want to come watch the game in our suite? And I said, hell yeah.
We definitely need to get them on the podcast. You know what I mean? Definitely, they might be a sponsor. You never know.
So I'm gonna go down there tomorrow. I'm gonna chop it up in the suite for free. But yeah, man. After the game last week, Tyreek, that shit was so fake though, because the reporter's talking to him. He's like, "Oh, we're on Prime Video next week. That's gonna be dope." And he was like, "I'm looking forward to the chat. Wait, who do we play?" And they're like, the Bengals. He's like, oh, I didn't know that. Eli Apple, I owe you. I'm like, man, he knew what he was doing. He's been sitting on that shit since January because Eli Apple was tormenting his ass after the game on Twitter. He was setting that up. He didn't do it right. He knew who they were about to play. Like, yeah, you were the guys really finish a game up and not know who they play next week?
I don't know. When you have that lunch pail mentality, it might be different, but you pretty much know the schedule though, because after the W, we say on the next week, victory Wednesday. You know what I mean? You don't have to see Wednesday, so you know who you're playing. Overall, Tyreek is being Tyreek, just trying to get a little bit more entertainment, you know, get more, I ain't gonna say clickbait, but I mean, he's dominating right now. He's dominating right now in Miami. They're undefeated. Tua is – everybody think Tua is great, but Tua's been throwing the ball to Tyreek. Tyreek just is special, and he's making them look good right now. So, that's
same thing with Waddle. So, I got on Twitter after I saw that video, right? I retweeted it. I said – I'm going to give one of my followers, a random follower, I'll cash app you $20 if Eli Apple picks off a pass Thursday night that is intended for Tyreek Hill. So if a ball goes Tyreek's way and Eli comes down with it, somebody's getting $20. But Eli was in his ass after the AFC Championship game. He tagged Tyreek and Mecole Hardman on Twitter and said, hey, if you guys want Super Bowl tickets, I'll get them on me. So he was on demon mode.
I remember that. That's what Tyreek was saying. Ring me, though. I got a ring, though. You know what I mean? So I remember that was his clapback. You know, but it's all good.
Yeah, he had to wait a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's good banter. But hey, it is what it
Eli didn't take the bait though. A reporter asked him about it, and he said he didn't want to talk about it. So he took the high road on that one.
Well, because he has to. I mean, think about it. He has been playing like shit. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, Noah Brown did kind of do his dirty.
Dominating, you know what I mean? He hasn't lived up to the first round capability, period.
So we got – not only do we got the Ring of Honor with Big Willie and Isaac Curtis going in, but we also got the debut of the white Bengal uniform. They got the helmets white, the jerseys white, the pants white. They got the the field white. The B in the middle of the field is white. The end zone paint is white. It's going to be a white out in Cincinnati. They're telling everybody that comes to the game to wear white. So it is going to look great on TV, but I think it's going to look better for me in person.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Ever since their color rush came out, I think 4 years ago, 2016, so about 6 years ago, we always said they needed the white helmets. They'd be the hardest uniforms in the league. The league finally lets them wear the alternate helmet. So I know you've probably seen them. I think they look dope. Maybe I'm biased, but I think they look sick. So I think they're really good.
I mean, the helmets look dope, though. I can't even front. The helmets look dope. So I can't even knock it, man. Can't even knock it.
It's gonna be, I can't. It's gonna be rocking in there Thursday night. I'm gonna be in the suite eating all the free food. I should say my money's worth, but I didn't pay for the ticket. But I'm gonna get my time's worth. I'm gonna eat all the free food, and look good, feel good, play good. Right? That's how it goes.
Got you. All right. So we already know you're gonna pick the Bengals to win, but
And I followed through on my promise. I got the numbers. I know who's got the most picks right. I know who's got the most picks wrong. So when we get to that, I'm going to finally reveal it. I did my research.
Yeah. You say so, my God. On to other news. Injuries around the NFL. Got a couple guys with a torn ACL.
Yeah, Sterling Shepard, man. There's a lot of talk about that turf at MetLife.
Well, there's a lot of talk about just getting rid of turf, period. I hear players, a lot of players was ranting saying they want to go grass.
Yeah, most of the players I saw said that, like I think Aaron Rodgers even said it, the Packers would rather practice outside in the cold in Green Bay on the grass than inside on the turf, because I didn't know this until this kind of came up recently. Players don't like playing on turf. They would rather be on grass.
Apples, all that grass, you don't got to worry about that.
I guess it's better to fall on, you know, like for head contact.
I feel like grass is fast. You can be fast on grass.
See, I always thought the saying was that you were faster on turf.
Nope. And then when it's a hot game, that should tell.
Like the turf. Hey, I will say that I did. I coached Pee Wee for 6 years, and when we would play on turf fields, our games are starting up here in July, August. It's hot as hell. It's about 15 degrees hotter on that turf than it actually is outside.
Hey, your body hurts, boy.
But you know these owners that own these stadiums, they don't give a fuck. Because they got turf so they can have concerts and all that other shit so they can get their money off that. They don't care. But you got places like Arizona, and I think the Raiders' new stadium does it too, where the grass pulls out basically on a big-ass tray. And they take it out. It gets natural sunlight and all that. They got a regular floor in there or whatever for concerts or any of that other shit so they can just bring the grass back in. So maybe more teams need to do that.
That could be a possibility. That could be a possibility, but some people need to rebuild their stadium then.
And that's part of it too, because like a stadium like Paycor Stadium in Cincinnati, there's nowhere for them to pull that grass out to. That stadium is built right in the middle of the city. You played there. You know exactly how it is.
Yep. So.
Hey, the Bengals got the bubbles up, though. They got an indoor facility now.
Yeah. How long did it take for them to build it?
Well, you know what that was, right? It wasn't the big. Everybody says it's Mike Brown being cheap. It wasn't that.
It's the city.
It was the county and the city. All that red tape that they had to cut through. And what actually happened is where the bubble is now. It's called Hilltop Concrete, I believe, is the company. It's always called the Gravel Pit. We used to park there all the time before games. But part of the bubble is on part of their land. They're getting the hell out of there. So the Bengals are flexing their muscles a little bit and telling them to get out. They're moving their company. So the Bengals are going to get that land, if I'm not mistaken, and build their permanent facility. The bubble is temporary. But I think they're going to build their permanent facility right there in front of the stadium across the street, because that's one of the problems with where they put the stadium. It's landlocked. There's not much else there. There's that new music center down there. Hey, when you ever hear when you were in Cincinnati, you ever hear a tent city?
Tent city. Isn't that where the homeless people go?
man, all along the riverbank. So there was times where I would park across the river in Newport, and I would take the boat from Hooters. You could park over there for like $5 and get a ticket on the boat for like $5. Back when I was younger, I was broke, so I used to do that. But man, they would drop you off right at the edge of the river, and you would get off, and it was just a line down the riverbank of just like just houses like that homeless people have built. So like, you know, it was just kind of crazy to see that, because, you know, it makes you fortunate for what you have. So they're kind of changing everything up down there. I think that's gone. So they're trying to get the land to get like a permanent indoor facility, but everybody's giving them shit about the bubble now. Cause you know, they gave them shit for not having an indoor practice facility. They finally get one, and now they're making fun of it, cause it's a damn bubble. You just can't please people.
Nah. Yeah. I got you on that. I got you on that. But I just don't understand why it took so long for all of this just to even, like,
I think most of it was lack of land, because they had to wait for that company to agree to move.
No, that's true. True. You're right.
But we're stepping it up. We're in there. So big stuff happening on Thursday night. But to the turf discussion, it is kind of getting a little bit louder, because Odell said something about it on Twitter, and he obviously played, you know, most of his career in New York on MetLife. So, you know, him and Sterling Shepard are friends, so he didn't like seeing it happen to him. So it's a conversation that's happening around the league, but I don't expect anybody to do anything about it, because these owners can make too much money off their stadium having Garth Brooks in Cincinnati and shit. So I don't think anything's going to change.
This one concert makes a lot of money.
Yeah. And you know, these owners don't really give a fuck about these players. Let's be honest. Like, the owners don't care. That's why they want to pay you the amount of money possible, and they want you to have a contract that they can get out of as easy as possible. They don't care about players, man. They don't care about new injuries. They don't care.
It's a dollar amount, baby. It's about show me the money. You know what I mean? Also, you know,
was there any difference? Yeah, but hey, the Chargers are getting banged up, man. Chargers are getting banged up bad. They got Joey Bosa's out. J.C. Jackson's been having injuries. Herbert's got the cracked ribs that he's playing through. And they went out and lost to the Jags. And he threw the most passes in the league on Sunday with cracked ribs. And he was still in the game when they were down like 20-something late in the fourth quarter. Like, what the hell are you doing? Get that dude out of there. I don't even think he should have played.
Nah, most definitely. Most definitely. That's just crazy.
I didn't see that one coming, though. The Jags put it on the Chargers like that?
No, they say the QB whisper is down there. That's why Lawrence is playing better.
I was going through the picks, and you called that. That was one of your upsets last week. You called the Jags over the Chargers, and I kind of thought you were stupid.
Nah, man. I mean, the Jags got a good defense. I watched them in preseason, went back and watched a lot of tape on them in preseason. They had a nice defense. D-line, secondary, then they got a nice defense. And then I thought offensively they'll be able to do something, you know, with, you know, Doug being there to groom the QB.
What the fuck was Urban Meyer doing?
You see what he was doing? Fucking being a whore, baby. Whore and drinking. Fucking a young girls. That's what he was
sticking
doing.
Sticking his finger in young girls' butts at the chop house.
Yeah, at the chop house that he owned.
Didn't he? And that was actually after a game in Cincinnati. He didn't even fly back home with his team after they lost. No, that's how you knew.
He said he lost? Fuck that. I'm going to celebrate. Do what I do best, yo. You know how women go shopping when they're upset? So that was his therapy right there.
Chasing young ass around the bar while his wife's at home with his grandkids?
Yep.
Hey, man, I remember that on Twitter. That shit was ugly. Shelly was pissed. But you know me, Michigan fan, I thought it was hilarious, because Urban's always been a great college coach, right? Like, he'll have a job in college the moment he wants it. But he's not a good dude. Like, it's everywhere he goes, man, some shit blows up.
He's a douche. What you expect, you know?
It was also soft as hell. Fox noon kickoff show Saturday was in Michigan before the Michigan-Maryland game, and they had a rule that any signs about Urban Meyer, because he's on their broadcast, any signs about Urban Meyer were not allowed. You get kicked out if you had an Urban Meyer sign. That's soft as hell.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks.
He was, I mean,
be able to put anything.
Yeah, come on, man. You were the one out in public. You know everybody's got a fucking iPhone in their pocket. You're going to be up on this young girl's ass and then get mad if people are going to make signs about it? Like, come on, bro. What are you doing?
If everybody had a sign, you couldn't say that.
So when we look back here at week three, I want to pull up the schedule here and just kind of look back, because if I'm looking at these numbers right, okay, you went 8-7 in week three. So that wasn't too bad. Your worst week was, let's see, week three wasn't too hot for you, but so we had Thursday night football, obviously, the Browns and the Steelers. Is there a better running back in the league right now than Nick Chubb?
I can't say that.
I don't think there is. He's a good running back. He's the best in the league.
He's a good running back.
Hey, scary stuff with them, man. Miles Garrett, you see that car wreck? He flipped his Porsche a few times and how messed up that car was.
They didn't say who was in the car with him either. You noticed that, right?
Well, there was a woman, but they had her face blurred out. And what I noticed was, obviously, thankfully, he's okay. You know, no, that could have been much worse.
Most definitely.
The girl's laying there, and he just, like, walks off with the medics and shit. Like, that was a side chick.
You think so?
Come on, man. You're not going to leave your main girl laying there like that with the medic looking at her and just walk away. That wasn't his main girl. That was a side chick. You imagine a dude that size in a Porsche that small? Like, he had to have no room. Like, it's really crazy that something more severe didn't happen to him.
Nah, you right about that.
But the dude's a fucking tank, so I'm guessing most of the damage to the car was just from his big-ass body hitting it.
But I guess he was just he was trying to avoid an accident, they said.
They said a deer ran out in front of him, so he swerved to try to avoid it and then ended up flipping the car multiple times.
He must have speeded.
Yeah, I haven't seen like how fast he was going or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure he was leaving the practice facility. So what was he? Was he taking a trainer home or something?
Trainer? Come on.
They said he was leaving practice. There's a girl in the car. Who was it? That's all I'm just saying.
Oh, he's in practice. Well, the practice facility is right next to the airport. So
I don't know. The video looks like he was out in the middle of nowhere. They said he had just left practice. I don't know. He better not be messing around with no trainers, no masseuses or nothing. Man, he got to learn from Deshaun.
I don't think he's doing that like that. Miles is a pretty quiet dude, because I even seen him train here in Dallas in the offseason. Trains with his trainers up at Sports Academy. Mal Mello handles business. He's a pretty private guy. That's one thing I can say about him.
Yeah, it's hard for me, man, because I'm a Bengals fan, so I don't like the Browns, but, man, I can't help but like Miles Garrett, and I can't help but like Nick Chubb. Like, those are just two football players I can't help but like.
True. I got you. But then you love him if he came to the Bengals.
Oh, yeah, bet. But it's crazy when you watch that Thursday night game. They really will triple and quadruple team Miles Garrett. They will really – they'll put the tackle on him. They'll put a tight end on him. They'll have a running back there. They'll chip him at the line. Like, they will really do everything and just say, make somebody else beat us. It is crazy how much attention that man garners on a field.
Most definitely.
So, yeah, I don't know. But thankfully, he's okay. Obviously, that's what's most important. But the whole situation's got his status for Sunday in jeopardy. If I'm the Browns, they're playing the damn Falcons. I would just let him sit.
The Falcons ain't bad, though, bro.
The Falcons are terrible. They got Mariota.
If Falcons win, they'd be 2-2.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But I'm not –
What's your Bengals record?
See, man, we don't got to talk about it. We're gonna be 2-2 after tomorrow.
I'm just saying. Don't forget
2-2 after tomorrow.
Hey, you can't be a hypocrite, man. Hey, on the 3-point stance, no hypocrites. Meanwhile, shout out to our water sponsor, Evermoon Water, and also Cookie Society, man. You know what I mean? Why we over here, Drew over here being a hater, man.
He's a hater.
He's a hater.
Hey, speaking of Cookie Society, man, why'd Jeff have to do me like that on Twitter after the show when you told him I needed a cookie plug because of the other place I went to? And he said, I got what I deserved.
Yeah, I mean,
it was talking
about facts, bro. You know, that's how you felt on the situation, I think.
He sent me some damn cookies. I could try them. Come on, Jeff. DM me, man. I'll give you my address.
You know what I'm saying? So, see what happens. But, yeah. So, what is the total so far for wins and losses?
The pick? Yeah. You want to know? Let me pull it up. I did the math. I promised the show last week I would do it. I can't figure out how to get the picture on the damn screen like I was trying to do before, so I'm going to just see if we can do it like this. Sean Smith, 21 correct. I did the math wrong on that.
I just realized that picture was wrong. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Drew didn't pass math class because...
Hey, I didn't do very good in school. It's a miracle that I graduated high school. I talked one of my teachers into passing me. No shit. But I just messed up when I made the graphic. I forgot to put the two in there, but I wrote it down. Don't worry. On the season, Sean has picked 21 games correct, 26 games incorrect, and there has been one tie. So you're 21, 26, and 1 on the year. Me, 27 wins. 20 games wrong, one tie. So I am up 6 games on you heading into week 4. 6-game lead. The student outplaying the teacher right now. Come on, man. You got all the inside knowledge. You know everybody. You're in the league. You're an agent. You got all my dumbass is over here just winning.
That doesn't mean shit. My game sometimes is fucking quarterbacks fucked up or miss kicks. So, hey, you know. It is what it is. We take our losses under the chin and keep it moving, you know?
You're gonna have to get back. You're gonna have to pick up a few games on me this week. Don't let me put another 5-6 games on that lead.
I ain't worried about that. You'll probably shit the bed.
No. Come on, man. I'm on a heater. So I'm gonna break it down week by week. I got all the numbers, man. I got receipts. So week 1, I went 11-4-1. You went 6-8-1. Week 2, I went 8-8. You went 8-8. So we both went at 500 there. And then week 3, I went 8-8 again. You went 7-9. So really that week 1 is what's got me sitting at the top. I've actually had a rough couple weeks the last two.
Yeah, it was just the week 1 that got you, man.
So coming in, you want to get into week 4 picks now? So we're going to start.
Pull it up.
Cincinnati. In Cincinnati, we've got Dolphins, Bengals. Who you got?
I'm gonna go with the Bengals.
You're gonna pick with me this week. You're gonna go with the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how it's gonna go, right? I'm gonna wake up tomorrow. First thing I do, I'm putting on all white everything by Jeezy. First thing when I wake up, I'm gonna get right. I'm gonna put the Color Rush Joe Mixon jersey on. I'm gonna work about a half a day at my job. At about 2 o'clock, I'm leaving, man. I'm 45 minutes north of Cincinnati. I'm heading down there. I'm going to tailgates. I'm crashing all the parties. And then Paycor Stadium is going to be electric. It's going to be electric. Bengals are going to win it. So that's my first pick. We're actually on the same side there. You're not being a hater on my Bengals. I appreciate that. You got nothing to say? You're just going to look. Come on, man. We're on the same side right now.
I'm just waiting for the next pick.
All right. So Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. So 8:30 your time. In London, Vikings and Saints. They don't know if Jameis Winston's going to play. It might be our old friend Andy Dalton.
That's going to be interesting. I don't know.
You know those London games, all that travel. all that travel out there in London, you don't know who's going to play good, who's not, who's going to be jet lagged, who's not. That is a tough one. I'm going to guess Jameis got like four fractured vertebrae in his back. And then they're going to put him on a plane across the ocean. Travel fucks with your, you know, your joints, your muscles and stuff. I think Andy Dalton's going to start. And our old pal's going to get himself a win in London, and he's going to beat the Vikings.
You got the Vikings losing?
I got old Andy Dalton slinging the rock across the pond. Who'd you say you're going with?
Vikings.
You got the Vikings. All right. Moving on. Browns, Falcons in Atlanta.
I got Atlanta.
You really think Atlanta's going to stop the run like that?
Yep.
That's how you beat Cleveland. You stop the run. But I will say, Jacoby Brissett's been pretty damn good. He's been playing good football.
That's the thing. He's due for a fuck up.
You know what? The Bengals got into an early hole going 0-2. We need to catch up with the division. I'm going to pick this with my heart. I need the Falcons to win. I'm picking Atlanta, even though I shit on Marcus Mariota all the time. I'm going with Atlanta because I need them to win. Then we got a big NFC East matchup. Washington Commanders going down to the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going Dallas.
Hey, old Cooper Kush down there balling.
Yeah, Cooper Kush is doing his shit.
Old Walmart Wentz is what I called him, but he's been balling. So he knocked off the undefeated Giants on Monday night last week. Yeah. I'm going with Washington. I got a feeling about Carson Wentz this week, and I got a feeling the Cooper Kush smoke settles.
No quarterback controversy, huh?
I know what Jerry was trying to say, but there's not going to be a quarterback controversy. As soon as Dak's ready, Dak's going to be back. Let's not act like that's not how the fuck that's going to go.
Dak be back next week.
Hey, he's talking about being ready. Then we go Seahawks in Detroit taking on the Lions. I got Detroit.
I got Detroit.
I got Motor City Dan Campbell and the boys getting a win over Seahawks. I was riding the Geno hype train after week one, and that motherfucker died. So then we got a battle of pretty disappointing teams so far. As the Titans go to Indy to play the Colts.
I got the Titans. Titans get back on track.
I'm going to try to pick this game up on you. I think Matty Ice gets going. Derrick Henry has not looked good to me at all this year. He looks very slow. He looks kind of timid, like shit I've never seen from Derrick Henry. I'm going to pick this game up on you. I think Matty Ice gets going and the Colts win.
Mm-hmm. Sorry for you.
And then we got the Bears going to New Jersey to play the Giants. So the MetLife Turf is back.
Yeah, Giants.
I got to go with New York on that one, too. I'm not ready to ride any kind of Bears hype train or anything like that. They're 2-1. Giants are 2-1. It should be a good game, but I got the Giants pulling that one out in the end. And then we got – this is a big one now. Jaguars going to Philly to play the Eagles, two hot teams. Eagles undefeated in the NFC. Doug Peterson going back to Philly, where he won a Super Bowl, where they had like an ugly falling out. This could be one of those revenge games.
That means you're going to Philly.
That doesn't mean that. I'm just saying it could be.
I mean, you're going to Jacksonville. I'm going to Philly.
You're going to go with Philly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's what I think is going to happen. I think Doug Peterson is going to go back to Philly, have the revenge game, knock off the undefeated Eagles, and then he's going to walk out to his statue in front of the stadium down there where he's talking to Nick Foles in the statue. He's going to walk out to that statue. He's going to put a fucking Jags hat on top of the statue and say, I still own this shit. I'm riding the Jags hype train this week.
Negative. I just don't see it happen. I see them putting a good fight on. I believe the Eagles, man. Like, Like I said, man, I was at training camp. I keep saying it over and over, and I watched them. They got something special there. They got something special there.
And it's so you're going scratch. Jags too?
Huh?
You said the Jags got something going so special?
No, Eagles, Philly.
I misheard you. Okay. You're going with the Eagles. I got Dougie P on that one. I'm going to give him a little bit of love on that. And then we got in Pittsburgh, Jets Steelers. Joe Flacco, Mitch Trubisky battle.
I think Steelers.
I'm going with the Jets. J-E-T-S. Actually, it's not going to be Joe Flacco as long as everything goes good. They're saying Zach Wilson's going to be back on Sunday. I just thought of that.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going with the Jets. Zach Wilson might be back, might not be back. I think the Jets win either way. Pittsburgh's offense is terrible. I cannot believe the Bengals lost to those damn bums.
I'm going Steelers.
All right, and then we got Bills-Ravens. That could be a good game. The Bills dropped that weird game to the Dolphins after dominating time of possession, dominating first downs, dominating total yards, dominating everything, but still lost. And then the Ravens, they beat New England last week, which I don't think that big of a deal because New England's not
going to win. I'm going with Ravens. Lamar is unstoppable, betting on himself. You know what I mean? So, hey. You have to go Ravens here, son. You have to. If you don't go Ravens here right now, something's
no. Look, man, this shit happens with Lamar every year, and I'm tired of it. Every year, the same shit happens. He starts out, he has a couple big games in the first month of the season. Everybody's buying the hype. Lamar's this blah, 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 blah. He's ended up shitting the bed down the line because you got to throw to win in the NFL in games that matters, and he does not throw to win games. He still does not throw to win games. I know everybody thinks I'm a hater, but I'm not buying it yet. And when I look at a matchup between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, I'm going Josh Allen every time. Give me the Bills.
Saying Josh Allen that had a chance to win the game and threw the ball in the dirt. Yeah. Okay.
Now that did happen, but they also
it happened. It doesn't matter. I'm going off what you've done for me lately. That's what we just seen in week 3.
Do you see
what he did in the press box?
That's what I was about to ask.
Come on.
Shit. I'm still going with the Bills. I think they're going to bounce back. They're going to get right. We got Chargers Texans in Houston. I don't think it matters. I think they could play that in fucking Montana and the Chargers would win.
I'm going Houston, baby. Houston, we have a fucking problem.
The big upset, you got old Davis Mills out there taking down Justin Herbert. He's going to lose to Trevor and then Davis Mills.
Chargers defense is banged up.
Chargers are very banged up. You are right about that, but I still think that they got enough to get it done.
Come on, man. You forgot.
What?
You guys missing pieces now.
I still think it'll be enough to beat the Texans. And then we got Cardinals Panthers. That's in Carolina. The new Call of Duty is out. The new Call of Duty was out last weekend, and Kyler lost. I don't want to keep banging that thing home, but the shit just keeps making sense.
I'm going Panthers.
So this is actually a Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray battle. Two Heisman winners from Oklahoma. I just think the Cardinals are just not good. I just don't think they're good. Give me the Panthers too. Give me the Panthers too. And then we got Patriots Packers in Lambeau Field. Belichick going out to play old buddy Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't give a fuck. Wants to smoke ayahuasca, all that shit. Give me the Packers. Yeah. Mac Jones might not play. His ankle's messed up. He's going to be out a little bit. Brian Hoyer, I think, is the backup.
Yeah, he's been around for a while. So.
Yeah, so give me the Packers on that. Then we got Broncos Raiders, the 0-3 Raiders with a division game. This is a big one for them. If they have any chance of salvaging their season, it's going to have to start right there.
Is the game in Vegas or no?
Yeah, it is in Vegas.
That's a tough one.
You gotta get a little closer to your mic.
I said that's a tough one.
Raiders. I mean, you go 0-4, drop another division game in the first month of the season. You're in big trouble.
Yeah. See, this is the thing though. Josh McDaniels been in this division before, so he knows.
But that division wasn't like it is now. Back then.
No, but I'm just saying that he knows this division just in general. You know, you can't beat 0-4, and you know what I mean. You're going divisional games. How many divisional games did I have already? One, right?
Week one against the Chargers. Yeah. So if they were to lose to Denver on Sunday, that's two division losses in the first month of the season and an 0-4 start. I'm going with the Raiders. They're going to be too desperate. That, there's nothing more dangerous than a man with nothing to lose, right? I think the Raiders finally get their win.
Yeah.
You got to give me a pick.
No, I'm saying Denver. I was about to – you almost had me with the Raiders. I was thinking about it, and I said, nah, they still go on for.
Ooh, that's going to be rough. All right, and then we got Sunday Night Football. I already know your pick. It's going to be Patrick Mahomes heading down to Tampa. Or if the Hurricane messes it up, they might play it in Minnesota. So first and foremost, I've got family down in the Tampa area. I've got a lot of coworkers down there. Shout out to everybody that's going through this. I hope everybody's safe. It sounds like it is getting bad down there. So first and foremost, you know, fuck football. I hope everybody's okay. I hope your homes are all okay. I've seen some of the videos. It's looking pretty nasty out there, so hopefully everybody stays safe. But this is a football show, so we got to talk about it. I don't think it matters where it's at. I don't think if they play it in Tampa, they play it in Minnesota, they play it in the middle of fucking Utah, I think the Chiefs are going to beat the Bucks. The Bucks offense has not looked good. They've been sneaking out of games, but it has not looked good. I'm going Chiefs.
We knew you loved the Chiefs. We're going Chiefs over here. Come on now.
I knew who you were going to pick. And then we got Monday Night Football to close out the week. Rams and the 49ers. That game is in Santa Clara, so it is not a Rams home game. The Niners have seemed to have the Rams number lately. Could have, should have, would have beat them in the playoffs. I am going to go with the Jimmy G-led Niners also.
I'm breaking on Jimmy G.
Yeah, something just still doesn't seem right with the Rams. So that'll close out our picks. I'll tally them up after Sunday. We'll see how big my lead is next week because it's going to stay a lead. Let's just be real.
People, sometimes if you notice on the show, I let Drew just get his shine, let him get his moment and enjoy it. You know, this is a guy that's he's still riding the high right now because he's going to be in the sweep tomorrow, so and watch his Bengals. But
hey man, I am kind of riding high. I got the sweet ticket. I got a follow from Willie Anderson, and we talked for a minute in the DMs. Gold Star Chili followed me today. I'm fucking on the up and up right now, man. Shit's going good.
Yeah, it sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, Drew will have a rough weekend if the Bengals do not win tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just gonna let you guys know that right now. He will be on Twitter. He'll be on Twitter ranting like a baby shitted on himself. Okay.
So. Hey, you know how I get on there, man. I start assaulting people's timelines. But that's funny that you bring that up because I went over to my boy's house over the weekend. He's a Browns fan, and he was like, "Man, there's nothing better than winning on Thursday night. So Sunday, you can really just enjoy football, right? Like you can watch your fantasy matchups. You can just kind of relax. Not have to get because." When the Bengals are on, I'm into it. I'm up and down. I'm jumping. I'm screaming. I'm yelling. All that shit. So he says there's nothing better than winning on Thursday night, but there's nothing worse than losing on Thursday night too because you got to sit on that for 10 days. And if the Bengals lose, I got to sit on it for 10 days and wait till Sunday Night Football for them to play Baltimore to get it off. So it's even longer. So I need this win.
Oh, damn. Can't go 0-2.
So it's going to be a big night, man. I'm excited. I think that, you know, the energy in the stadium is going to be incredible. I cannot wait to
I got this.
That's tomorrow morning about 7 a.m. in my house. I'm going to wake the whole house up, my daughter, my fiance, everybody, just like this. That's how I'm coming tomorrow. It's 7 a.m.
He's excited. He's super excited.
I've been waiting on these white uniforms for years. So when we get back in here next week, I'm going to still be riding that high. I'm going to still be talking shit, and I'm still going to be in the lead picking games against you. It's crazy. It's just how it goes.
It sounds real good. I just hope you get to enjoy tomorrow night just to see the ring of sermon, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, shout out to my guy, Willie Anderson, man. Should be in the Hall of Fame, but you got to start somewhere. Ring of Honor.
To bring that up, I was at the Ring of Honor game last year, the first one. It was very cool to see. It was a Thursday night game as well. But when it comes to Willie, I saw he got an endorsement for the Hall of Fame from Bill Cowher, and I think that's a big deal. You know, Bill's very well known as a coach. He's big in the media. He's on CBS. I think that that is a big endorsement for Willie.
Yeah. I seen it. Willie sent it to me. I just couldn't. He sent it to me. I couldn't say nothing about it. It's been, you know what I mean? First, I just let everything come out. Like, me and Big Willie's real good friends. Good dude. So I rock with him, man. Like I said, man, that's what I said. Shout out. Too bad I couldn't be there. For the ceremony, but yeah, man, it's just an honor for him to even to get this honor. You know, so.
Man, all the years he played, he allowed 16 sacks his entire career. That's dominance.
Pure dominance.
And yeah, man, I saw me coming up. You know, I really got into the Bengals. You know, I'm only 30, so I was a little bit younger. So I really got into the Bengals when Willie was there and was able to watch him dominate. I've always been a huge fan. So, you know, being able to be there in the stadium tomorrow to watch him get that honor, then put his number up, you know, there in the stadium, I think it's going to be incredible. I don't think anybody deserves it more. And, you know, he's going to get that gold jacket. It's just a matter of everybody else waking up. I'm not trying to be a hater. I think he should have made it last year over Tony Baselli. That's out of Tony. But, yeah, man, I can't say enough good things about Willie, the way that he still supports the Bengals, the way that he's, you know, advocated for the team. He communicates with fans. He just does everything right, man. I actually was able to it was on my memories. I was able to go live with him last season after the Bengals beat Pittsburgh, you know, and not that I'm anybody now, but back then I didn't have as many like followers. I wasn't as, you know, quote unquote popular in Bengals Twitter as I am now, which I'm still not shit, but he was just cool enough to bring me in there. We talked the game up. So yeah, man, I can't say enough good things about Willie. Can't wait to watch him get enshrined into the Ring of Honor tomorrow night.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. But yeah, man, that's the picks for week four. We're at the quarter end of the season, so I mean, there's some shockers. So we should see what's happening. You know, Detroit's been playing well. You know, Miami being undefeated still. It's a shock. You know, only two teams being undefeated right now in the NFL. So,
and the way that I look at football, the way that I approach the game, and the way that I evaluate teams is I always say you can't get too high or too low on a team until after the first month, so that first 4 weeks. So in my personal opinion, you're going to know a lot about who these teams are come the end of this week because you got four games to look back at, and that's, you know, that's kind of – I feel like, you know, that's when you just get the feel for who a team is. So, you know, not that the way I break down teams or anybody means shit to anybody else, but to me it's a good week.
No, it's a big week because, I mean, teams like Detroit Lions, Detroit could easily be undefeated.
Yeah, they're close, man. They're in everything.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the big matchups, man, the Brady-Mahomes thing, that might be the last time we see that, man, because I don't think Brady's coming back anymore.
Versus the GOAT.
The only this could be the last time unless they meet in the Super Bowl.
This is the last time. They're not going to the Tampa's not going to the Super Bowl, brother. Come on, brother. Come on, bro. Come on, come on. Come on, man.
Hey.
Come on, man.
It's gonna be it's gonna be a battle, man. I can't wait.
Come on, man.
You know, I'm gonna you doing a Tony Montana man. To me right now?
Come on, man. Yeah, man.
Is that Tony Montana you're trying to do?
Yeah, man.
But yeah, man, I can't wait for Sunday, man, because you know, like I was saying earlier, I don't gotta worry about my team, I don't gotta stress. I got five TVs right here. I can park my fat ass back here on this couch and just enjoy it and relax.
Gotcha. So, you know, other than that, ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty much a wrap for episode 5. Today was not too much longer segment. We got right into it. Talked about a few injuries, what's going on around the NFL, and Drew is winning in the pick so far. He's very excited, man. You got to give, as he said, the student and the teacher, you got to give him something to be excited for, you know, a little reward him, you know, reward, you know.
It's been a good week for me, man. I'm just trying to write it out.
He's big time, so tomorrow when I wake up, I'm going to say shout out to all those people that's going to be in the suite today watching the game, you know.
You know, hey man, you know I'm a regular ass dude. So whenever I get a shot in a suite, I gotta flex a little bit. You know, tell all my friends and everybody. You know, enjoy your regular tickets.
Yeah, get the suites. Yeah, man.
Only get so many chances to do that.
Oh no, most definitely. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for the 3-point stands with Sean Smith and my co-host Drew. Jerkson, ladies and gentlemen, shout out to Cookie Society, shout out to Everman Water, shout out to the Sean Smith 91 Ways Foundation as they continue to do things in the community, man. Look forward to seeing you guys, hearing you guys listen to us next week for episode 6.
Yes, sir. Everybody have a great night, and I'm going to give you just one more thing before we leave. Who they think going to beat them Bengals? Nobody.